Shalom Aleichem to all. This week's parasha, Parshas Korach, we have the machlekes of Korach v'Hadassah and tremendous tragedies that came out from it. And one has to ask, you don't find Moshe Rabbeinu throughout the history of Klal Yisrael always did what he can do to help Klal Yisrael, Mispal, Ben Meraglim, Ben Egel. Why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Mispalo by the Maisa of Korach, V'Hadassah. So Rabbeinu Bachya says, Aber yesh lita yishol l'tzmaya teima gadol, bin yipasha zayis al shnei devarim. Ha'echad, Moshe shayari nemen, she'espala al yisol kama pa'amim, al kama averis she'osu, kin yimaisa egel v'chetam haraglim v'zulosam, eich loy hispala aleim akan, v'eich loy hoya machziran lamutov. Hare tshuva oil al koil, v'en lecha aveir b'chalat terakula, Chamura shebechamura is shloit the halo at akana b'tshuva. V'lo yaminei pshuta l'kabel shovim. V'afilu el ha-mordim ha-paishim boi. And v'imhoi musupakim b'divrei Moshe, v'hoi machshavtam boi, shoi machalek v'nuyi ha-malais v'asvaris kutsarni. He was making his own appointments. V'lo yameis Hashem yisa'al lo yisa zois, that had such a suffix. Hoi efshal Moshe losses lehem ois sheyaminu b'dvarov. So that's the first question that Rabbi Acha is matmiya on why Moshe wasn't mispalel. And then he goes on to say, Ve'oid, imchatu umeridu b'ashem of Moshe avdoi, ve'him ha-misavim la'atzman kol o'inish hazeh, ma'achatu ha-katanim, ha-motolim ba'arisa, sh'ahoy b'chal la'inish hazeh, kinish ha-kosav, nishayim v'tapam, v'ataf masay chatu. So those are the two questions that Rabbi Acha poses, and he says he gives the teretz al derech hakabbalah, but al derech hapshat he doesn't really respond to this tamiya. In the ma'is of Korach v'Hadassah, he have a few things that problems the machlekes, the kina. Then you have the Amunah, the Merida in Moshe, which is ultimately the Merida in the Shechina. And that, Rabbi Nebacher says, was the reason why he had such a Chomerdika Einish, was because the Aveir was such a Chomerdika, was an Aveir that not being Mamin and being Pekah Machlaikis in one aspect of the Torah could lead to another and lead Chas Hashem to a Bittul in the whole Torah. So that Chaymer Inyan cost them such a Chaymer to go Einish. I would like to be mamek a little bit in the kuda of the kfira in Moshe, maybe to take it a step further. The Rambam, in the beginning of the Hilchos Avodah Zarah, talks about when Avraham Avinu came to the Akara and to the idea of the Rebbeinu Shloilam, he went and was mahalech v'kairi v'kabit sa'am ear le'ir. He went to spread it around. He brought people together to be ma'amin of the Rebbeinu Shloilam. The shasal belibam ha'ikir hagodol hazeh. And he planted in their hearts this ikar agadol b'chiba by svarim. By then he goes on to say the ideal Yitzchak benoi. He was the idea Yitzchak benoi. Vayeshev Yitzchak melamed umazir. The Yitzchak ideal Yaakov umineu lelamed. Vayeshev melamed umachzik lechal andiv meilov. Yaakov Avinu limed banav kulam. He taught all his children, the Hivdil Levi, and Yaakov was separated Levi Muneu Roish. He appointed Levi to be the Roish, the Yeshiva, the Yeshiva, Lelame Derech Hashem, the Lishmar Mitzvahs Avram, the Tzives Bonov, and Yaakov was with Tzavis' son, Shloyav Siku, the Levi, Memuna Acha Memuna. There shouldn't be, Levi should remain in charge to be the Mamuna Kadesh Lishacha Halimud, in order that the Torah of Avram, Lalami Derech Hashem, should not be Nifsak, should be forgotten. Vayadava Hoylech Mizgaber Bivnei Yaakov, Vinum Laleim, V'nasis ba'olam uma shi'yedas es Hashem. Everything worked out beautifully. Ad she'orcha yomim li'yisrael b'mitzrayim, until the lengthy days in Mitzrayim, v'chozu l'umoid maseim, v'lavid k'chavim, k'mayson chutz mi'shevet levi, she'amad b'mitzrayis avais. U'me'olam lo'yavad shevet levi avaris k'chavim. So everything was into play until they came to Mitzrayim, and they started learning the ma'isim of the Mitzrayim. Ukamat kot haya ha'ikir she'sosal Avram nekar v'chayizu b'nei Yaakov l'tais ha'olam. And the ikir that Avram Avinu was trying to accomplish, the ikir gadol that he was shosal in the libam of all the people that he came in contact with to be able to give them yediyas Hashem, that was nekar to Klal Yisrael, to B'nei Yaakov in Mitzrayim. U'me'avas Hashem Eisanu, but because of the Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, u'me'shamro yisashua la'avram avinu, asa Moshe Rabbeinu, he made Moshe our Rebbe, v'rabban shokol nabiyim v'shulchoy. And he sent him, ki v'nishir esnabi Moshe Rabbeinu, b'cha Hashem b'Yisrael l'nach l'chtirin b'mitzvah shizim derech avidasai. So that's how Klal Yisrael became, was able to stay afloat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were mamish, lost it by Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, me'avas Hashem ha'isonu, u'mishamar yisashur, shenishba la'avam avinu, he made Moshe Rabbeinu, who brought back this Taras Avram. The question one has to ask on the Rambam is that what the Rambam is trying to do with this Arichus, L'chayre, is trying to explain to us how there was no hefsek at all in the Taras Avram in Klal Yisrael. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Avram Avinu in Parashas Vayera, V'Avram ha'yi l'goy gadol v'otzim, v'nivchu v'y kol goy ha'aretz, ki yedatev l'man ha'she yitzave esbonav espesei acharav, v'shomru derech Hashem l'ashe yitztokol mishpat, l'man ha'vi Hashem al Avraham esa shediber alav. In order to be able to give Avram all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram he was going to do for him, it was because he adopted HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that Avram Avinu is mitzav abonav of the space of, there's always going to be a hemshech to the Taras Avram, that what Avram instilled in his house is going to be in Klal Yisrael lenetzach v'shamru derech Hashem l'asit tzedakah mishpat. So one has to ask, on this Rambam, the Rambam tells us that it was Nekar. The Rambam is, furthermore, on the Rambam itself, the whole richus of the Rambam, L'chayre, is to drive home, is to show that Avraham Avinu was L'lami Derech Hashem, like the Pasuk is saying, Lishmor Derech Hashem, V'shamru Derech Hashem. He's trying to explain to us how Avraham Avinu, how the Hemshech was that Taras Avram was never forgotten. The Amunah, the Yediyah that Avram Avinu brought out in the world, and specifically to Klal Yisrael, never let up. But then in Mitzrayim, it says it was Nekar. So how does one, what is the Rambam telling us? And the Pasuk itself, is that it's going to be, all that's going to come into Klal Yisrael is because of this. That means it's going to be Loyal and Voed, such a thing. And the Rambam is saying it was Nekar. So L'chayre, the Pshat in the Rambam is, in Hilchas Eidus, we find halacha of Pi'en V'lo Pi K'savam. The halacha is that Eidim have to be made through their own personal Riyah and not through a K'sav. Even if Eidim saw a Riyah and they wrote down the K'sav and forgot totally from it and had to learn it again from the K'sav, it has a pasulus of Pi'en V'lo Pi K'savam. But there is an exception where Edom could write down an Edus and forget about it, and then look at the glance at the Ksav and then recall the Riyah that they saw. They're not going to be made now from the idea of the Ksav, because the Ksav was just an oifen for the Edom to recall and remind themselves of that Riyah and then be able to be made. Then they're being made firsthand. It's not from the idea mitrecha Ksav. Klal Yisrael had implanted in them through Avraham Avinu, like the Rambam is telling us how it all passed on. It was implanted in the nefashos of Klal Yisrael, the pnimis, such a Yediyah in the Rabbanu Shloilam. Even when they got to Mitzrayim, it was kamat cut. Even though it was neker, they had no recall. They had no tfisa on what they had inside of them, but it was still there. It's still, Avraham Avinu was still that thing that he implanted in Klal Yisrael, still existed in Klal Yisrael when they were in Mitzrayim. Just they had no recall from it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Moshe Rabbeinu, Sheva Levi, who never lost that idea that Avraham Avinu implanted. He made Moshe Rabbeinu a Rebbe, Rabbi Shekhal Neviim, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Klal Yisrael the idea that Klal Yisrael was able to nervius, and Klal Yisrael was able to recall that what they got from Avraham Avinu. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu was trying to accomplish. Ma'avas Hashem Eisanu, because Klal Yisrael still had the chiba of Avraham Avinu to be bnei Avraham Avinu, bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. They still had that chiba because it was still in them. It's just they didn't have the power to be able to recall. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me'avas Hashem Eisonu m'shamayas HaShvua. The Shvua still existed because Klal Yisrael still had, it was still shayach to the Shvua. Because the Shvua was that l'mayin da'at v'ashem sabas, the Shvua of that he to Avraham Avinu through his children, what's going to happen, is still shayach because Klal Yisrael still has in them that deep inside. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe brought out the recall, and Klal Yisrael was able to continue without a hefsik the Torah of Avraham. When Korach v'Hadassah are going against Moshe Rabbeinu, so they're going against, they're saying that Kol Am Kudom Kedoshim v'Soicham Hashem u'Maduot Esnasu Akal Hashem. Besides being making a machlaikis and saying that we don't, of Mamar HaSinai, and saying that we don't need Moshe because Kulam Kedoshim, where we all heard Avraham Avinu, the Anoichi Bilei Lachov and the Baruch Shalom. We all have that from Matan Torah. So besides being going against Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nei Sena Torah, who was Makabal the Torah, but they also went against Moshe, the Rabbeinu, what Kadosh Baruch Hu made Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mamshech, the Torah of Avraham. And by saying that, we're all Kedoshim because we all heard Anoich V'yolecha, we had a Ma'amar Asina, that's all we need, is basically, that Kfir in Moshe is basically being Mafsik. Moshe represents, the Amun in Moshe represents the linkage that we have of Torah of Avraham. If we go against Moshe and we're going against Moshe of his Rabbeinu, of that what he instilled in us, whereas Yediyah was able to bring out the Torah of Avraham, that it should be a Hemshech. And the Mela, by Korach v'Hadassah doing that, they that link that Klal Yisrael has to Torah of Avraham was gone. And the Mela, they came people Chal Am Yisrael. The Mela, it's not just a pshat, it was a chet. That it wasn't shayach tshuva, it wasn't shayach tefillah for them to do it because they'd have no debli umma. Their yodu chayim sheila, yodu chayim sheila could be that since not having the linkage to Taras Avram, which represents that idea in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Ma'aseh Bereishis, there was a shtikel pagam in their emunah in Ma'aseh Bereishis, and Mamela, a thing that was created in Ma'aseh Bereishis itself is coming to task, taking them to task, and swallowing them up chayim sheila because they don't have any that existence anymore. They don't have what to be in this world anymore for. In our days, we have nisyonis, so many things going on, and the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom is the hatava of the Rebbeinu Shalom is because of Bnei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told is the chibah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to us. Manhovi Hashem al Avraham is a shadibar alav. The hatava that we have is through the emunah of the Torah of Avraham. That the schus avos that we have, which ultimately will bring the geula, will be zeicha to all of Klal Yisrael, to be zeicha to be able to tap in. Some of us have more of it than others. We should be able to tap into that Taras Avram, that Amuna, which brought about the geula from Mitzrayim, which will be here to bring about the geula. Hasidu kol tov, good Shabbos.